One in 20 deaths among patients in hospital could be avoided. That, at least, is the estimate in the case of England, coming out of research published in the British medical journal Quality and Safety. Dr. Helen Hogan, from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, told Sarah Maxwell about their finding that 12,000 patients die unnecessarily each year, fewer than was previously thought, but alarming nonetheless.
We were interested in two things. One, the actual estimate of numbers of patients who might be dying from a preventable healthcare-related cause, and also who were these patients in terms of their age profile and the specialties under which they were admitted. When you actually apply our findings to the number of deaths that occur in the NHS across in hospitals across a whole year of 2009, we would actually estimate that about just under 12,000 deaths were due to preventable cause. And basically, we found that although about 13% of patients who died in hospital in 2009 in our sample had a problem in their care, when we looked at detail about whether that problem actually had caused the death, only half of those deaths were caused by the problem, and that was a rate of about 5.2%, or 52 cases in the 1,000 patients we looked at.
And what should hospitals, what changes should they be making then to avoid these deaths?
Well, it was quite clear that majority of problems occurred not during technical procedures such as undergoing surgery, but actually when patients were being looked after on the wards. And they fell into the three main categories. Was monitoring problems, where a patient perhaps was deteriorating and that deterioration wasn't picked up early enough, or a side effect of their medication wasn't recognised in time and that caused them harm. A second main category was where a diagnosis wasn't made, or it was delayed in being made, and therefore the patient's treatment was also delayed. And then thirdly, there were problems with certain medications and sometimes the intravenous fluids that are given when patients are severely ill. And we have a real issue that I haven't mentioned yet, the fact that our patients in this sample, and particularly those ones that died of preventable deaths, were in fact very frail and elderly patients and had multiple problems. And I think it's so important that we can get these basic aspects of care right if we're going to be able to stop these events happening in this particular group of patients.
So what does all this mean then in the real world in terms of practice, and also if you are a patient? Because this could all sound very daunting.
What it means in the real world is that we have a baseline figure from which we can then assess our progress in terms of, are we improving the care of patients and are we lowering the actual number of preventable deaths? And that will mean, I mean, hospitals will be looking and should be looking at their death rates and trying to understand the reasons why patients died and feed that into their quality improvement processes to see, are they adhering to all the good practices in the areas of monitoring, diagnosis and drug administration. I think the other thing we need to consider is that hospitals are measured on death rates as an indicator of their quality of care. But when we're looking at the figures, one in 20 deaths is actually preventable, according to our study. Therefore, one of the things that should be sort of borne in mind by policymakers is death really a good way to measure hospital quality when harm might be occurring to patients who don't die, and it's really important to measure that as well.
Helen Hogan of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine talking with Sarah Maxwell. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.